Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Let's get at the winners. Seven after the hour. It's Friday 8/7/15 on the Good Day program. Welcome into a discussion of the issues of the day. Now, this is, as you know, not a political program in the sense that we don't have a stance right or left. Most of you listening to us know what we feel about certain political issues.
And we have lots of viewpoints on the show.
Broader, exactly. Broader. So, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and I are here
to spend some time.
I don't know if chopping at the bit is that you are, because you want to talk about the people that you thought did well. But I'm going to do it first.
Okay.
I did watch most of it. I fell asleep on the couch, and Meredith said, why don't you go to bed? So I did. She watched the rest of it. Neither of us were impressed with the format. There were things that came out about various candidates that I thought were superb, interesting, well done. For the most part, they represented themselves as well, if not better. I'd say the majority of them did, from my point of view. Remember, I have a point of view that is not pro-Republican in the sense that I don't like the Republican establishment. I certainly identify with most of the values that have to do with things of fiscal conservancy. So with that, I was very interested in the personalities. I think the three losers, and that's as nice a word as I can use, I thought the Fox people were deplorable. I think Megyn Kelly is just an outrageous egomaniac. Brett Baer has got too much man tan on inside and outside. Chris Wallace was okay.
See, I thought he was worse than Brett Baer.
Really?
I thought Baer did better.
But she was worse than the two of them put together.
And I'm a Megyn Kelly fan.
I've never been a Megyn Kelly fan. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is,
they jumped on
there. They ambushed Donald Trump. It'd be interesting to see. I haven't seen any early reviews of this, Kenny. Have you, in terms of who supposedly, according to the public, won? There was a nice presentation by Jeb Bush. I thought he looked and sounded quite presidential, actually. I thought it was nice. The only warmth that I saw on the stage was between Trump and Jeb Bush. I thought that Chris Christie was obnoxious in his attack. I like Rand Paul's ideas, so I didn't care much for his toupee. And you know who I find myself liking?
Ben Carson. Right?
I find myself liking Ben Carson.
Surprised, yeah.
I don't know about surprise. Kenny and I have talked about him off the air. And joked about him playing that game or whatever it is that he's...
Operation.
But I thought he was kind, gentle, thoughtful, intelligent. He was
very funny.
Well, but he also took a shot as well, he should have, at the lack of time that he'd gotten. He was ready to go home.
Well, it was weird because...
How do they call it a debate? It wasn't a debate at all.
The way they laid it out, at the very beginning, Ben Carson wasn't even there. Like he went to lunch, and then at the end they brought him in a lot.
Yeah.
But then it switched. Ted Cruz at the beginning was there very prominently, and then at the end when they brought Ben Carson in, the last half of the debate, it was like Ted Cruz went to the hot dog stand. It was very odd. Although I read that Ben Carson got, because they counted how many questions everyone got, and the most questions went to Bush, Walker, and someone else. Carson, Trump, and Rubio all got six questions.
Rubio is a waste of time and shouldn't even have been there. He has nothing to say, and neither does, but not Rubio. You have been a fan of Ted Cruz.
I haven't, actually.
I thought you were somewhat.
You know, I respect Ted Cruz, but I was never like a Cruz girl. I thought, But last night, I became a Ted Cruz girl almost because just in the way he handled himself, and I thought in the style that the debate was, whatever you want to call it, he thrived during that, and he sounded pretty good. He impressed me probably the most.
Scott Walker lost whatever momentum he had, Gonzo. And I thought
I really liked him.
That Mike Huckabee, excuse me,
well.
Yeah, he came across okay. Mm-hmm. I don't particularly care for his points of view on some things, but I did think the fiscal stuff, the tax things were well
put out. The fair tax, he did well, and he made a great comment about the military. People loved the fact that they said the military needs to go in and break things. And
I think Ben Carson lost it when he got to the military because he showed it and didn't understand what was really going on with them. John Kasich, a favorite son of Ohio, the thing was taking, it took place in Cleveland where the Republican convention will be next year. I thought, I like him. I like his person. I like him as far as most of his viewpoints are concerned.
I wish I could figure out what it is that's missing for me with him because I mean,
he doesn't have a lot of starch.
Yeah, everything I learned about him last night, I liked. Mm. I just there was something missing, and you know what I've heard from some of the insiders, like Michael Reagan, Ronald Reagan's son.
Yeah,
is that they're trying to groom a Kasich Rubio run? That's like the big rumor in the party as an alternative to a Bush.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing. That's not happening.
Well, they want to get Ohio and Florida.
Yeah, right.
Right.
And that's all it is. Rubio, so why would you do Bush and Kasich, which is an ultimate, that may be, or Bush and, I'll tell you something. Anything that I saw about the earlier debate, what'd you call it, the happy hour debate?
Happy hour.
Yeah.
Carly, that one was almost better, actually.
Carly Fiorina won that one, hands
down. She was
down.
The winner of the day. If you just asked me who won just in yesterday in general.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Carly Fiorina the whole day because she proved that she should be on the big stage. Yeah. She proved she's a contender.
She was much better than two or three of the people that were on the big stage.
Every sexist jerk who says Carly Fiorina is running for vice president can kiss it now because she is clearly
she's good.
A player.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kenny, what
and
about
I
you?
Think
quick
Rick
comments?
Perry did well too.
I've just been really surprised at the way Fox News handled this. On their website, on their trending page, the top story, the headline, Trump loses Republican debate.
Mm-hmm.
And did you
because
have
that was
the
sway. That's Murdoch and Ailes trying to Trump, if you'll pardon the. I'm betting that Trump will be all over that today. I hope he is.
I hope he does. I hope he sees the rumor because on Drudge they said Trump won.
I think
now,
Trump
I
did
think
very
that,
well.
I think he did well considering the questions. I don't know that anybody clearly won. I think
thought
they
he
all...
and Bush came across the strongest, frankly, from my point of view.
I wasn't impressed with Bush much.
Really?
I don't like his stance on amnesty. I just think he seems weak when you talk
Bush?
About that. Yeah, I mean, he is an amnesty.
But
he
comes across as, you know, say what you will about the families and all that other stuff. There's something about it. You can look at him and you can see president.
He's comfortable.
Right.
And
he's
I like the Bush. I still stand up for George W. You know that I
Not
do.
Me.
I like him.
No, I like Daddy Bush, but I would have no use for George Bush.
I just,
loser. All right.
Gosh, there was something so important. I know what I was going to tell you real quick before we move on. After the debate was over, did you see Fred Luntz with the focus group?
I was asleep, Gonzo. I fell asleep on the couch. Meredith said, why don't you go to bed? I did. She finished listening to it and came in and whatever she said, I didn't hear. I didn't make any difference.
Well,
I didn't.
Fred Luntz did this focus group right after the debate was over. And he goes, okay, who likes Donald Trump? And when they walked in, who liked Donald Trump? And everybody raises their hand in the room. Who likes Donald Trump now? And two people raised their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and he talked about how Donald Trump immediately, that was the storyline that he went with, that Donald Trump had lost, he failed, he bungled by not raising his hand at the beginning, saying he wouldn't take the pledge.
Why should he? He was being honest.
Donald Trump in the post review. I mean, it was.
Who did?
Fred Luntz, this guy who did this focus group with this group of 20 weirdos from New Hampshire.
Who cares?
But that was the coverage on Fox, is what
national,
I'm saying.
Right. Well, the Fox thing is clearly skewed not toward Donald Trump. They're so transparent in everything that they do. And that's okay for the unwashed, or it's okay for the people who are cheerleaders for their bit, for their way of doing things. But it's clear that they don't have people who think for themselves that follow, I'm talking about their hosts, follow whatever the mandate is from Roger Ailes and from Murdoch. And as a matter of fact, Murdoch and Ailes have been arguing about how to present this. The only thing they haven't argued about is that they don't want to see Donald Trump as a candidate. So That's the other
Larry,
than that.
Larry Elder, radio personality Larry. I just went onto Twitter, and the first tweet that popped up said, Trump should have said, Megan, ask these nine candidates if they plan to support me when I win the nomination.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And so,
that's very funny.
But the fact that he was honest about whether he would be...
I'd rather him be slam. Honest.
And that was a slam. That was the first question, and
that
it was a direct slam.
I know.
It's just so transparent
he's
what the boobs of Fox do.
Even the choice to run third party. None of those other guys could run third party up there. They don't have the money and the wherewithal or the fans.
All right. What I found most interesting is that there was more. The name mentioned most last night, beside not candidates, the name that came up with everybody, on whether it was the questioners or the people that were on the stage, the name that was repeated most often last night was not a Republican, but Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
There were more, every single person up there.
It just goes to show you what what a joke the nomination is on the other side. There's nobody else to vote for that anybody's taking seriously.
Yeah, but it's interesting the way they all were talking about her. It was like she was there to campaign.
Already there.
18 after the hour on Good Day.
I'd say 10.
4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Terry Wheat.
Ooh, Terry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take it responsibly.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and home lots number 3030.
This report is brought to you by the Sugar Association, an organization dedicated to promoting science-based information about all natural sugar. Sugar is the latest media target, says Dr. Courtney Gain, a Ph.D. in Nutritional Sciences and Biochemistry at the Sugar Association in Washington, D.C.
Sugar is the new eggs, the current scapegoat for obesity and related health concerns. But the data just doesn't back this up. For example, most people are probably unaware that we consume 425 more calories per day than we did just a few decades ago. Yet, only 38 of these additional calories come from caloric sweeteners. And when it comes to just all-natural sugar, Americans are actually consuming significantly less today than we did in the 1970s. It's true, obesity is a serious problem in need of a solution, but that solution is far more complex than one ingredient.
For more information on all-natural sugar and its role in a healthy diet and lifestyle, visit sugar.org.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now, because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime high traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 1414. We'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Hurry, this offer is limited. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 1414. That's readyforfresh.com, code 1414.
Kara just said to me, we've got a few seconds if you want to do a time check or just say something funny. I thought,
no pressure.
No, it's not the pressure. I just, the way she said
Kara's
it.
Kara's very cute.
Say something funny, Doug.
Dougie.
You know what is funny? Look at some of the fact checks from last night. That's something to check out. That is funny. 21 after on Good Day.
Thanks, Mac.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You free.
Got it.
I'd like to announce my candidacy. I'd appreciate it if you vote for me. Vice President.
Vote for me.
If I were Vice President, know what I'd do? Pretty much anything I wanted to.
We are into the overview of the so-called, that is what, I'm not going to call it a debate anymore because it wasn't a debate. It was a presentation, candidate presentation that was done horribly by the people who were supposedly there to, if you will, elicit response from the candidates. So the poll at DougStephan.com, the top 10 radio topics always are listed there over the weekend, which is the most important one to you. I'm going to bet that it will show up as the same as the talkers, Kenny, the presidential conversation. It's not a debate. Poll yesterday, how much of the GOP debate do you plan to watch? Let's see, 37%, I doubt I'll watch it. 28%, I'll probably just watch the prime time one. 16%, I want to watch both of them. 13%, I'll catch highlights later. 6%, I don't know. Interesting to see how the ratings shake out. There'll be probably some fairly early morning. A lot of people thought it was going to be on the Fox, regular Fox entertainment channel.
Yeah, that's not how it works. These are the cable debates.
Right.
And CNN has one coming up next in September, and then Fox News, Fox Business Channel gets one.
Right. All right. So let's go to Ken Kessler, who monitors our social media constantly, facebook.com/today, Twitter. We are awash with comments, Kenny, so I'm just going to let you go.
All right. Ronnie says, Ben Carson was the best. He iced it with the best summary at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Sterling says, Fox News lost.
Big time.
Single issue garbage that doesn't matter. I want to hear about my taxes being lowered and Obamacare being eliminated or seriously overhauled.
Yeah.
Not the garbage that they debated.
Yeah. Well, they didn't really debate it. They just were trying to, they took shots and trying to prove, well, in August of 1999, you said the following. Oh, so what? What's that got to do with today? All right, keep going, Kenny.
BB says, Walker was a disappointment tonight. Talk about uninspiring.
Say
that's
again.
That's a bummer because he has so many good
who,
things.
Who? I didn't hear the first part of
Walker.
It. Oh, yeah,
Walker.
He's done. Keep going, Kenny.
Tina says, Bush was probably the most unconvincing. He is so worried about saying the wrong thing.
Hmm. I agree with that.
Okay. All right, keep going.
Tanya says, Megyn Kelly talked to Trump like he was a schoolboy in the principal's office. Mm. It was actually embarrassing. I can't wait to see Trump go up in the polls after this debacle.
Well, is there exchanging going back and forth? Well, I'm going back and forth. If she's smart, she doesn't engage him. But Trump had plenty to say about her on his tweet, right?
On Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
He especially went after Frank Luntz, the guy that I was telling you about that did the focus group after the debate, right?
Yeah. Yeah, all that stuff is so contrived. Oy, man. And so obvious what the people who run Fox are all about. What's next, Kenny?
Aaron says, while other candidates were asked about policy, the moderators ambushed Trump with silly attacks about his past tweets. Now they collectively claim he lost the debate. Enough people who watched disagree.
Yep. They didn't do themselves. All the people who are sycophants of Fox, they didn't do themselves. They think they're so smart and so strong and so special. They showed their true colors last night, their advocacy. All right, give me one more quick one.
Chris says there's so many candidates, 17 and counting, the next debate should be in the Superdome.
Yes.
I'm betting there'll be a few that'll drop out.
Yeah. It'll
be interesting to see whatever postings are on Carly Fiorina. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green. Today with Ron Christie and Bob Schrum. Coming right up, the owners of the website Gawker took down a very offensive article and two editors quit. Who's right?
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Christie and Bob Schrum. The owners of the popular website Gawker took down a popular article that outed a private citizen who happened to be related to a public figure. Were the owners right or the editors who then quit?
Well, Gawker has always made their name and their fame, if you will, by putting out embarrassing, titillating information, if you will. And I think this is sewer journalism. I mean, if you are going to go after someone, if they've done something, you should go after them. If you're going to go after a spouse or a relative, for what? For what purpose? I just think that it's just wrong.
Well, Ron and I keep agreeing here. I think management was right to take this item down. I thought the item was reprehensible. There was no public good served by it. But let's be honest, this kind of stuff is inevitable in the age of the Internet.
That was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum, premier speechwriter and author, and Ron Christie, veteran of the Bush-Cheney White House.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
In your mind, it's the Friday, August 7th Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler, monitoring what's going on. The fact check now from last night's discussion and presentation. I refuse to call it a debate because it wasn't. It was a deplorable, horrible presentation on the part of Fox. I've said that and we'll say it again and again and again. I just find that those, you saw the true colors of, I thought especially Megyn Kelly was the worst of the three. And so the discussion ought not to be about them. It ought to be about what those people who are up there had to say. So in the trending box, the number one item at DougSteffen.com focuses on the facts. And so what did we learn or what did we not learn? What did we find? Was there somebody who continually stepped on the facts last night? Or was there a general? And they weren't asked enough questions.
I don't think a lot of people cited facts, did they? I mean, it was more about what would you do? What would you, I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't feel like there was a gross misrepresentation of facts. Did you feel that way, guys?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to the facts, and as you know, I
who often, does that?
You're right. I don't pay much attention. Like a little, you can twist. And what does it mean? The facts. What does that mean? That's a twisty turny sort of a thing, as well. Anyway, the team of fact checkers working through the night to check some of the claims made by the presidential candidates. There were researchers and editors and reporters that were at CNN picking through some of the statements and analyzing with analysis paralysis here. What was true, mostly true. Ted Cruz says part of the Iran deal includes lifting sanctions against the Al-Qaeda forces.
Right. That would be something facty. Yeah.
Yeah. His assertion that part of the Iran deal includes lifting sanctions against Soleimani, the leader of, what is it called, the Quds? Sounds like a group like the Grip, the Trip, what do they call the Crips, right? The motorcycle gang?
Well, it's not a motorcycle gang, that's a street gang.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway, it looks to me like this was a lot of work. They were hard-pressed on this, Kenny. Do you think that that's true?
Yeah, and I didn't get to watch the debates. I've seen some highlights, but it seems like there wasn't a whole lot of real substance, so there wasn't the opportunity for there to be a lot of facts or
each candidate
or
had just a few seconds, and most of the questions were either questions upon their record, their past, or it was, what would you do if? And you know, what would you do if is less about facts. It's, hey, if I were there tomorrow, this is what I do. I mean, I don't know what you can check about that.
888-302-3684. You want to comment? Help yourself. I'm not going to make this all about the conversation last night, but it is what a lot of people are talking about. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStefan.com and Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Let's move into, since we were just talking about the nuclear deal. Businesses around the world are eager to get Iran open again because they have 80 million people. They have a sizable middle class. They want American goods and services. And so what this brings the deal back around to being from the Obama administration's point of view, it's a trade deal. And a lot of people just don't like it. As a matter of fact, I noticed that Chuck Schumer, egotistical senator from New York, is in the no column today. He's pretty influential. I think he's like, what, number two or number three in the leadership column?
Well, it's no surprise either. I mean, he represents a lot of Jewish people.
Yeah, they don't like it at all. Right,
no,
exactly.
He got 10. I mean, here's the deal. If he voted yes, he should be dumped, because all reports are that his office got 10,000 calls asking him to vote no.
Yeah.
If you have 10,000 people who are concerned enough to call your office, nobody calls their lawmaker anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take that seriously.
They
you
don't
have
pay
to
any
vote
attention.
With your constituents. Yeah.
People give up because they figure they're being ignored. Man, that was a thread through the debate last night, or the discussion last night. The poor results of people trying to interface with their government. And I think there were a couple of really good shots. Trump right between the eyes when it came to campaign contributions, and everybody sort of choked when he said, I've given money to most of you up here.
Yeah, and I give them because I'm a businessman, and I need you to do me favors.
And here's what it did for me when I thought the point he made about Hillary Clinton, I got invited to her daughter's wedding or something.
No, he invited her to his wedding.
Oh, that was it. Oh, right, Hillary came to his wedding. Yeah, that was it. It was something like that. I think still the last laugh is going to be on him. Okay, let's move into some other areas. The trending box at DougStefan.com, focusing on this story, which is now becoming wildly a focus of people in our country. That little town in Los Angeles County, and I forget the name of it. What was it, Jennifer, where the two immigrants, illegals were?
Huntington Park.
Huntington Park, that's it. So this thing has become, I heard Doug McIntyre, who does a morning program in Los Angeles, take off on this. And I think anybody who wants to talk about it has to take off on it. How is there any way that somebody who's in this country illegally can be named to some city commission?
Right, and it shows you the government follows laws when they want to follow laws.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not legal to have this happen.
The law is the law. You don't like it? Change it.
Right.
Oof.
No problem. You want to change the law? Let's start talking about it. That's fine. But don't just decide what law. I mean, can I go down the freeway at 90 and say, well, officer, you know what?
Yeah.
I just felt like going 90 today.
Yeah.
So, you know, sorry.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do about it?
Mm-hmm. All right. the Bill Cosby situation. I don't know if this is...
He's going to have to go in front of Gloria Allred. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do that.
Now, that's a debate I'd want to see.
Yeah,
would not want to do that.
See, that would be there would be an interesting, I don't know about debate, but more and more and more, do we learn more from these sorts of situations, or is it just like a wrestling match? In the case of Bill Cosby, I almost don't want to talk about it anymore.
I don't either. I just, you know what I wish would happen if this were Jennifer Horne's world and I got to wear the sparkly tiara?
Yeah.
I would just say, you know what? Pack up your stuff, Bill. Uh-huh. I'm going to get you a nice ranch in Montana.
Yeah.
I want you to go out there with your wife, take your kids if you want.
The time you have left.
And just relax. Just go out there and do your thing.
Go
You're
away.
Done here.
Most notably,
yeah,
go
stay,
away.
Stay out of trouble. Go uh-huh. away. Stay out of the news. That's
okay.
It.
No, I don't think Montana wants him, though.
Indiana, what's Indiana? That old song, Indiana Wants Me? I don't think Indiana wants
Iowa?
Me either.
Yeah. Idaho?
Yeah.
Idaho?
Yeah. Okay, so here's, in my opinion, the number one story of the day, the week, the month, and maybe arguably the year. That probably is a little bit stretching it, but it's a very important story because it involves what you eat. And although there are a lot of people who try to put Gwyneth Paltrow in the lunatic fringe, she's fighting for what's on your plate.
Well, she's the modern day. I think she wants to be the modern day Martha Stewart.
Okay, whatever she wants to be. Not interested. I don't really care what she wants to be.
I think she's right.
She's taken this fight that she has become sort of the unofficial spokesperson for against genetically modified foods right to the heart of the matter. She is the founder and the spokesperson for this move to have mandatory labels on foods, which is something that is just right for everybody. Mm-hmm. As some of you know, I now host a program that's on every weekend on a lot of radio stations. We're getting some nice growth, nice curves on the American Family Farmer, which is all about solutions aimed at helping the small farmer, the ag business person, the people who are hobby farmers, and the locavores who want to know where the food is, how we do the food, that kind of stuff. So in this circumstance, I'm full of praise for her and what she's doing. Good for her. You can see the whole story. It's rather a lengthy description of where it is right now, but you can check it out at DougStefan.com. We're going to check out the whereabouts of Uri Geller next here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
This report brought to you by Wells Fargo. In July, participants of all ages and abilities gathered in Park City at the National Ability Center in Utah for the No Barriers Summit, a four-day annual event. Scientists, inventors, academics, practitioners, and end users from around the globe came together to witness the latest innovations in adaptive technology and challenge the conception of what is possible. The 2015 No Barriers Summit also celebrated the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Kathy Martinez, People with Disabilities Segment Manager, Wells Fargo and Company.
The 25th anniversary of the ADA is an important civil rights milestone for our team members, customers, and suppliers with disabilities and their family and friends. The No Barrier Summit is really the perfect place to commemorate the ADA's achievements, as well as to look forward to what we can accomplish in the future.
The summit events included an array of clinics and interactive exhibits designed to encourage participants of all abilities to discover their potential. For more information, visit NoBarriersUSA.org.
15 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Uri Geller is here with us, as he is every week at this time. I've identified him, or maybe other people have as well, as a mystifier. People call him a mind motivator, a paranormalist, all of those things. And he's my friend and good friend and has been for a long, long time. I was thinking about this as I think about you through the course of any number of events that take place in my life. And I think about how you help me interpret things. And so why is it Uri that I go to? Why did Uri and I become friends? What is there about him that makes him different? So I thought I'd turn the table around for a minute. Why do you, Uri Geller, think you're different?
Hey, Dougie, that's a great question. I might disappoint you in my answer because I really don't think that I'm different. I do have a skill and a talent that maybe other people don't have, and it, you know, it boils down to the spoon bending and mind reading and so on, which is kind of rather extraordinary, and I'm always puzzled how I managed to instill it into world culture. But otherwise, I think that I'm very much like you and all your guests there and all our listeners. I'm just another human being, and that's period.
I'm not in agreement with you at all. I think you have more passion than the average bear. I think you have a different point of view about things. Although when we first met, however many years ago it was, in that studio at KBC in Los Angeles, there was something about you that I found intriguing. And maybe it was, you scared me, I think, at first, not in a negative sense. But when I tell this story to my friends all the time about how you put the radishes, you had bent a spoon, and I was trying to get the gist, because I knew who you were, but I hadn't paid a lot of attention to you, other than knowing that you were somebody that a lot of people knew and thought was interesting. But when you told me to hold my hand out and stuck some beet seeds in my hand, told me to close my fist and just wait for a few minutes, and then you and I kept talking about some of the things that you were presenting, because I think it was the little orange mind book that you were promoting at the time. And then you said 3 or 4 minutes later, okay, open up your fist. And it was
red radish seeds.
Radish seeds started to grow in my hand.
Yeah, I remember that. It was you were, I think I freaked you out. And
you did freak me out.
but Dougie, that I don't think that makes me special than others. Look, everyone has a talent. You're incredibly skilled as a radio presenter. Look, you've been going for how many years, Doug? How many years have you been in radio?
This program will in October start its 28th year. 28th. I've been on the air as a radio person for 50 years.
Listen, when I look at you and hear you, I don't know how the hell you do what you do. I don't know how you can stay so many hours a day talking on radio and captivating and fascinating your audiences, your listeners. I couldn't do that.
Well, but
you couldn't bend a spoon.
No.
You couldn't, you know, talk for 4 or 5 hours every day about different topics. You do it so eloquently and so intelligently. So you have a talent. And does that make you different?
I have good people around me. And you don't. And I don't mean you don't have good people around you. You have your brother-in-law and support from your family. But when you're out there on stage, when I'm on, this is my stage. I'm on stage, but Jennifer's here with me, Roberta Fasanelli is here with me, Richie McFadden is here with me, Kenny Kessler is here with me. They all are aimed at helping us present the issues of the day and things that people are talking about in different ways. When you're up on the stage or when you're presenting, you are by yourself. You don't have anybody else up there. People that have watched you on television and have followed you in your shows, it is very clear that you are the focus of attention. And that's,
well, I'll tell you, Doug, because I'm a showman, I'm an entertainer, but I turn this entertainment into something more serious to do with spirituality and positive thinking.
Right.
You know, when I step out on the stage, my next big lecture is in Germany with other motivators. When I step out on the stage, I don't really know what will be my first words. I judge and I gauge the audience. And if I get that warmth from them, that energy, that powerful positive energy, then that lights me up, and then I'm okay. So then I perform brilliantly, but there's always ups and downs when you're alone on the stage,
mm-hmm.
and that's a tough one.
Yeah.
So I learned to live with this. This is my, you know, this is what I do, And now I really can hardly wait until you come here and we'll go on stage together.
You know, one of the things in my stage, the thing that we do have in common is most of the time, and my colleagues will chuckle when I say this, when I go on the air, I don't know what I'm going to say either. I kind of know the direction in which I want us to go, but I don't often, most of the time as a matter of fact, maximum is that I know sort of a direction to point us in, but I don't know what we're going to talk about, how we're going to focus, how we're going to frame some of the issues. Yep. So yes, that's something we have in common. But I think that people, the world needs to know more about you as you continue to help people. Uri Geller, check out his website, URIGELLER.com. Thanks, Uri.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Minutes after the hour, let's take the number one issue this week and put it into perspective. And I want to, when I say perspective, I want to have everybody know that it's the perspective of my colleagues on the Good Day program. That is Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, who all paid attention to the GOP presentation. I have been very careful not to call it a debate because I didn't think it was a debate.
Fair.
And from my perch here, I'll start off. I thought it was an abysmal failure on the part of Fox. You saw what their true colors were in that they don't want Donald Trump to be the standard bearer.
You noticed that.
And it was so obvious. Megyn Kelly is just awful.
I like her, but man, she's got it out for Trump.
I've never liked her. I think that she's...
I don't know if it's even her. Don't you think she was...
Well, she's doing what the bosses tell her. No, I mean, they're all telling Roger Ailes and Rupert Murdoch don't want Trump to be in the
position.
It was
very obvious.
And
that was
so
what
obvious.
I was tweeting about. I mean, it felt like Donald Trump got jumped on the street.
From the beginning.
From that very first question.
Yeah. Right.
Who's going to pledge allegiance to the Republican Party? I mean, how ridiculous is that? Because Trump is the only one who that question was designed for. Trump's the only one who has the option to run as a third-party candidate.
Right. All right. So we agree on that. Kenny, you feel the same way?
Yeah, it was a joke. Yeah. There was nothing of substance that was asked of Donald Trump. It was about his tweets.
Well,
it was personal.
It was personal. How much substance? That's a good question. How much substance do we believe? All of us watched, were engaged to a point. Kenny watched the highlights, but in terms of substance,
Huckabee with the flat tax.
Well, and that's the thing is Huckabee was given probably the biggest chance to be substantive. And do you think that's because he was a Fox contributor?
Yeah, of course it is. What do you think?
Not that I don't like Huckabee. I've always liked Huckabee, but they gave him probably the chance to look the best last night. Ben Carson was given an opportunity because he's not a threat. He's not going to win a nomination, but he was given a chance to look good last night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Chris Christie did not look good. He did not sound good. He came across as a kind of a spoiler. The only thing I had to say about Rand Paul, whose philosophy I probably closest to all the people, Trump, I found myself liking Jeb Bush more than I have. Mm-hmm. And I didn't dislike him. I just didn't feel enthusiasm. But I could see him as
a... And that's the thing. You look at this and you see who looks presidential.
Yeah.
Who can handle themselves.
Right. Yeah.
I thought Huckabee did the best with that regard.
Really?
And I thought Trump took a hit. I liked a lot of the stuff that Trump said. But I thought he took a hit in looking presidential.
Mm-hmm. I think he actually didn't. He kept his cool, which I'm going to give him points for. The one that disappointed me most was Scott Walker, because I had very high hopes for Scott Walker. Still kind of do, but he did not demonstrate them in the right way.
So let me ask this.
People are saying Rubio won.
Yeah.
He was okay, but you know what? I can't get past his ears.
Yeah. Okay, well, Huckabee's got his ears.
Huge.
Meredith said that to me. Meredith said, look at those ears.
That's what my wife said.
Okay, let's talk about Carly Fiorina and the
biggest winner of the day.
Earlier on.
Across the whole board, she was the biggest winner of the whole debate day.
And should have been there much more obviously. She will be missing
the next debate.
Absolutely. And that's why I said what I did about Rubio. I did find myself liking Ben Carson. Didn't think he had much substance before, but he came across as someone that was believable, whether you liked what he had to say. Thoughtful. Yes, Rich.
Were you distracted a little bit that it took him so long? He's not your normal politician.
No.
So it took him a while to kind of formulate. He's very thoughtful about his answers.
Yeah.
That's what will get him, is he's not quick enough.
That's what I thought.
But he carried himself well.
I like the substance.
Yeah. Right. And whatever he does in terms of, I'm going to apologize for some, not things that I've said about him, but I just have sort of passed him off as not someone who...
I remember you hit me once.
I did. I wasn't right. At least from what I gained.
Could we write this down? Rich, could you get me a little...
Trust me. Anytime he even comes close, I pull it off.
In the happy hour debates, I would say that the only three candidates worthy of even continuing on would have been Jindal, Perry, and Fiorina.
Fiorina is so highly... Head, thank you, Kenny.
Yeah.
Head and shoulders.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Even though she left her final points on the printer in the hotel.
Oopsie.
I thought that was interesting to learn. All right, so there it is from the perspective of the Good Day Morning program, heard around the country on hundreds of radio stations. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and Doug Steffen with our overview of that GOP presentation on Thursday night.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.